Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Okay, so hi everyone. I am Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters. And today we are on week 2, day 4 of our personal peaceful growth calendar that Susan Lawton has written. And we're going to be doing our daily affirmations. This is what it looks like today. And the affirmation that we're working on this week is I review my vision board. And for, if you've been following us, you know we always add another affirmation on each day to kind of supplement the weekly affirmation. And Thursday's affirmation is I am able to work on these changes easily. I think that sometimes we have a false notion that the things that we do and the accomplishments that we make have to be hard. And I'm sure that I fall into that false conception many times. And I don't think that things have to be hard. I think that many things can be easy. If we tell ourselves, I easily change my attitude for the better. I easily open up my mind to new ideas. My children easily want to obey me. You know, I don't know. Whatever. Let's see. Because I think that we have so much of that negative self-talk that things are hard. So let's at least do a 50-50 of not getting rid of all that hard stuff to I easily or I enjoy. You know, some of the things probably are going to be hard in life, right? But we can even be excited and enjoy the hard parts of our life. Or at least we can try to, right? Some things it would take a master to enjoy, right? I don't know that everything in life is enjoyable. But anyway, okay, so back to this. I'm able to easily work on these changes easily. So have you been making your vision boards? Have you been looking them? Are you posting them somewhere where you can see them on a daily or regular basis? And as I was looking at the holidays that were coming up, because, right, I feel like it's getting to be the end of September and all of the fall holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, are just around the corner, right? But I love celebrating the Jewish holidays too. And when the school year starts, it almost feels like a whole new year, right? Whether you're in school or maybe even if you've been out of school for decades like me, it seems like it's a whole new start. Like how you have the new year that starts in January, and then you have like the second new year that kind of starts with the new school year. And so anyway, I love celebrating other cultures' holidays, and I especially love celebrating Jewish holidays, although I'm not Jewish and I don't claim to know very much about them. But I love celebrating Jewish holidays, and the one that's coming up soon, oh my goodness, it's on my phone, so I can't show you on my calendar, but you can look it up, is Rosh Hashanah, which is, and I'm sorry if I said that wrong, anyway, is the Jewish New Year. So again, it's a new start, and I think that's super cool, that even the Jewish New Year is in the autumn time. It just seems perfect to have a new start in the autumn time to me. So let's think to ourselves, we can have a new start, and we can have a new start that those changes can come easily. Okay, I know that, so you've been listening to the Blue Daniel Danu Waltz this week. And we've been diffusing 2 drops of frankincense, wild orange, frankincense, the oil of truth, wild orange, the oil of abundance, and oregano, the oil of humility and non-attachment. And if you want to learn more about those other oils, go back and check my previous posts. But today we are going to be talking about the oil of oregano, which is the oil of humility and non-attachment. So I wanted just to dive a little bit deeper into what oregano can do for you emotionally. Oregano cuts through the fluff of life and teaches individuals to do the same. It removes blocks, clears negativity, and cuts away negative attachments. Oregano is a powerful oil and may even be described as forceful or intense. Okay, so really super quick, I'm going to interrupt that to tell you that where I'm reading from is Essential Emotions. And, okay, back. So there are some oils that are super, super subtle. And then there's some oils that are intense. It's like people. There are some people that are super, super subtle, and we love them. And then there's some people that are intense, and we love them. And they both do amazing things for us. So oregano is definitely going to be one of your more intense oils. Oregano addresses a person's need to be right. How many of us suffer with the need to be right, right? I mean, does anyone like to be wrong? I don't know. But maybe some of us suffer more with the need to want to be right. Individuals in need of oregano may attempt to convert other people to their own fixed opinions. Their strong will can make them unteachable and unwilling to budge. They hold rigidly to their opinions and belief systems. Okay, so obviously, do you want to change everything? No, like, if I have a belief system that tells me not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal, you know, not to commit adultery, do I want to hold rigidly to that belief system? Oh, yeah. I totally want to hold rigidly to that belief system. But there's some other belief systems that maybe don't service, you know, like the Ten Commandments do, right? So there's some other belief systems that probably don't service well, or things that we can change on. So oregano can help. Oregano will not take away your wisely held belief systems. But maybe if something is really not serving you, it will help to open your mind and expand your, clarify your vision that maybe it's time to make some changes. Okay. On the deepest level, oregano dispels materialism and attachment that hinders progress and growth. So, like, if you are going to be cleaning out your closet or your drawers or whatever, like, I don't know if everyone has that room in their house that everything seems to be put in when you have to do, like, a quick cleanup. I know we have that room in our house. So, if you're going through all the things that you really don't need, oregano, I would not just put oregano alone as a single oil in your diffuser and diffuse it. Unless you totally love the smell of oregano, and then if you totally love the smell of oregano, go for it. But I think oregano is amazing and can be powerful in different blends. Oregano encourages true spirituality by inviting the soul to live in non-attachment and teaches that devotion to a higher power includes letting go of rigidity, willfulness, negative attachments, and materialism. And you know what? I think that's so, so true. I think that so often, talking about myself, I know that so often I have to let go of what I think might be best to do and humble myself a little bit and think to myself and do some prayer to, you know, Heavenly Father, what is really the best thing to do? And searching the scriptures and so many things that Jesus taught are not intuitive. That if someone requires you to go a mile, go to. That's not intuitive. If, you know, the love your enemies, do good to them that despitefully use you. That's not intuitive, right? And so I think that often God's ways are not our ways, and we have to reach that point of humility to be willing to seek His advice and follow it. And oregano seems to be an oil that can support that. Okay, the negative emotions that it addresses are negative attachments, prideful, opinionated, stubborn, materialistic, and controlling. They were also saying that if you have like super toxic relationships, this can help people get rid of, have the gumption to get rid of them. I'm not saying any oil will, like, put on the oil and it's just going to be like the magic potion to solve all your problems. I am not saying that, but perhaps intentionally using essential oils can remind you of what you want, intentionally want to do in your, it, the goals that you have and what you intentionally want to do in your life. Okay, so the positive properties that it can help bring into your life are humble, non-attachment, willing, teachable, and flexible. And I also love this book, which is Essential Emotions and Essential Oils, A to Z Guide. And it's written by Rebecca Hines. And she, with the oil, she tells you a little bit, some of the emotional qualities to them. But she also does an affirmation, which I really, really love. So when you're using an oregano, you can also think, the more I focus my mind on the good, the more good comes to me. I trust that I'm being led to where I need to be. My life is important. I can change the world just by being here right now. And I believe that. Like, I believe that each of you, just by being in the space that you're being and coming in contact with the people that you come in contact with, the goodness of your soul will shine through and you will be a light to the world and you will make beautiful changes just by being you. Okay, back to the affirmation. I surrender my ego and I no longer let fear and envy ruin my life. So I guess if you were having a little problem with envy, oregano can help with that too. Okay, so I'm just reminding you to diffuse your two drops, frankincense, wild orange, and oregano. Listen to your blue Danube waltz. Meditate to it. I just was listening to a class on how meditation can help the brain function better and help heal the different things that maybe need to be healing in our brain. So, and with meditation, I would also say prayer, right? Prayer is powerful and can do miracles. So, listen to your blue Danube waltz, meditate, pray, and remember that to review your vision board and remember that you can work on the changes that you want in your life easily. You can work on them easily. Okay, this is Suzanne Williams with Living the Wholesome Life and Essential Oils Health Matters. Check out my YouTube channel. I'll put it in the comments. I've been trying to upload all these videos that we're doing on the YouTube channel, but there's a few that we're kind of stuck on how to load them there. Anyway, okay, so we'll see you later. Hope you have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.